Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may bring up whatever's on your mind. Venezuela and the madness going on. Their shortages are just getting worse, and the military has now been brought in to guard grocery stores. We'll explain more about what's going on there. The We Tonight includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all kinds of features just waiting there for you. You get to create the content of the website, so what's there on the front page was created by listeners like you. It was voted upon by listeners like you, and it's a Reddit-based system, so it's free. You just go there, use a Free Talk Live's account, combine that with your Reddit account. It's a very short, simple process, and at that point, then you'll be able to interact. You'll be able to submit content and vote on what's already there. And, of course, a lot of people are talking about the Silk Road trial, a.k.a. the trial of Ross Ulbricht. If you're just now tuning in, we are expecting to hear from our friends Michelle Seven, John Bush from Austin, Texas, and co-host of ours, Derek J. Freeman. They are all together in New York City right now. And they're going to give us the kind of the inside scoop. We've been covering the trial from the outside perspective, having seen what we can see from the various different media that has been there covering this. Our friends have been out there creating their own media as well. And I believe Michelle is with us here via Skype. Michelle, are you there?
It's speakerphone.
Yes, yes, can you hear me? Speakerphone. I don't know if she knows she's on the air yet.
Michelle. Oh.
Yes, hey,
how are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to hear your voice, and you sound like you're in good spirits, all things considered, considering that you were within the clutches of the federal goons today in their courthouse.
I've also been smoking weed with, like, my favorite activists from all over the country, and that's always a really good thing.
Are you saying there's weed smoking going on at the Silk Road trial? I am shocked, Michelle.
Shocked. Can you imagine in my truck with the like the illegal plates and things? I
know. So right. You probably haven't been.
Let's try to pull it here together, here, folks.
So Michelle, welcome to the show. You were supposedly in some sort of meeting earlier, and you couldn't make it on. I'm glad you were able to make it to us here tonight because you were actually in court throughout the day today. Is that right?
That's correct. So, as you know, and thank you so much for interviewing us, Julia and I, a week ago,
yeah.
When we had just finished making that video out in front of the courthouse where she made a call to action, and that's when Derek and I kind of blasted the Free State Project a little bit about, like, where are the activists? And you know, lit a fire under some people, and the response was not... I think it's overwhelming when you've got 15 people drop their lives and fly in from California and hitchhike up from Florida and fly out from Texas and they're sleeping on couches. No one is like getting rich off this. Everyone really like Roger Ver. Thank you, Roger Ver, and a few other anonymous donors. Few people online on Twitter and things donated, and we had like around 10 Bitcoin or so, 9 or so, that we were able to use to get people out here. And it didn't matter that the price of Bitcoin is down or whatever. As soon as people knew, these activists knew that they were being supported and assisted in their jobs, it was invigorating and inspiring. And I'm really stoked to be around like just some of my favorite activists that I've been working with like for 5 to 10 years, and it's great. So they're each experts in their individual area. We've got Jim Babb, who is jury nullification, and I've got something to say about that that's mm-hmm. very interesting. We've got Derek J., obviously, down from New Hampshire.
Hey.
He's in the house. And he brought a handful, including Will Kostrick, who I haven't seen for a while, and that's great.
Yeah, there was a good crew that actually came down, and it really kind of came together at the last minute. Some people were able to go down. In fact, including James Cleveland, who is more popularly known as Robin Hood, a mastermind in his own right, according to the Colbert Report. He's there, and he actually is a business owner, so he took time off from running his business to go down there, along with his business partner, Jay Friedville, who are they're both great bloggers over at freekeen.com. So there was a couple carloads of activists that ended up heading down there. So I was really glad to see that.
Yes. So the only area that we really don't have represented in the contiguous U.S. Is the North or the Midwest. I mean, we really do have them from all over. And we thought that we would be able to get in with press passes, which thank you very much for offering me a Free Talk Live press pass. I appreciate that.
Well, yeah. So tell me more about that, Michelle, because last week you contacted me saying that it was your belief that people who were press could get a cell phone into the courtroom. That was surprising to me, considering I've been to federal court in New Hampshire before, and they don't let anybody bring cell phones in there. It was interesting to me that they would make an excuse, or they'd give the press a pass in that way, or make an exception. Yeah. So, like, what happened? Because you were going to have a press pass, courtesy of Free Talk Live, but apparently no one, not John from the Liberty Beat or Derek J with Peace News Now, no one was granted the ability to bring a cell phone in. What happened? What was that process like for you?
Well, that's correct. And actually, to just go back a little bit, Kat Bleich, who is John Bush's wife, and has just been like, woo, just like an inferno, just a twirling dervish she has at Silk Road trial up on Twitter, so you can follow mm-hmm. for information. She has everything funneling every time anyone tweets anything about Silk Road or Free Ross. So she has just been an amazing support crew to Derek Brose and John Bush, who are both here from Liberty Beat. And they had intended to come and film. And what Kat had told me that she had been told was that they were going to be issued electronic advice. That's one. And mm-hmm. electronic device. And so they were going to take in their phone and be able to tweet. I had a press pass, so I thought I'd be able to too. And I thought that maybe if Derek used Peace News Now as opposed to Free Talk Live, then he would also have one. So right. I thought we were covered. And I called just a few days ago, I guess it was on Friday, and discovered, based on, what I had experienced with you and what you were alluding to and mentioned, in that the request must be submitted 2 weeks prior to a trial.
Oh, and if you'd put it in 2 weeks prior, it had to have been in 4 weeks prior.
Yeah,
exactly. And that it's to the discretion of the judge. And in this case, to then now go back to redirect a FIJRA, the judge named Catherine Forrest, who was formerly in the private sector and took quite a pay decrease in order to be a judge in New York City at the Patrick Monahan courthouse, where she is sitting atop her throne. I mean, I would really love to have like Diva, out with her. Let me tell you. Her robe's got nothing on my coat, baby. But so she's sitting upon upon her throne there as though she's holding court.
Mm-hmm.
And in one moment she's being, being jesterly and everything and getting people to chuckle and catch a joke here and there as she is going through the 90 prospective jurors, and she was so condescending and patronizing, but with a little bit of a toss of her hair, and as though she's going to use that femininity and whatever if it suits her. But she is a driven, ambitious. This is a power hungry woman who has some sort of aspirations beyond being a lawyer and being a judge, obviously, mm-hmm. because you just don't go from your swanky life to being a lowly judge, starting kind of in the way at the bottom, unless you have an ulterior motive and agenda. And I really think this is the case that she's going to try to use to propel her into the public light and into the make her a contender mm-hmm. for a political office in some way. This is just ripe for taking. It is the first internet.
She's totally carrying water for the prosecution. I mean, we talked about this earlier in the show tonight, how she's granted like every single motion basically that the prosecution has made, and has ridiculously restricted the defense in the way that they can present the case, and has allowed the prosecution to just talk about all these allegations about right. Ross that have never been proven.
The prosecution can call Ross Ross Ulbricht a murderer without ever having convicted him of it. That's insane.
Or charged him. Or charged
right.
him with
it. I thought he was charged in Maryland.
Well, there's an allegation that he's been charged in Maryland with one of them, but I don't know anything else about that.
But this isn't Maryland. This is New York City.
Right. Michelle, hang on. If you can't, you can stick with us, right? Because I want to hear more about the jury selection process and how that went today, because you were there in the courthouse all day today. More with Michelle Simpson. She's live from New York City. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's been an interesting day in New York City. The Manhattan trial of Ross Ulbricht, the man accused of being Dread Pirate Roberts, who apparently, through his defense attorney, basically admitted to being Dread Pirate Roberts, at least the first Dread Pirate Roberts, the person who set up the Silk Road. That was my understanding of the reports that have come out of the trial in day number one today, just after jury selection. They, of course, went to the opening statements. Wired.com's Andy Greenberg did a great job summarizing that earlier, and we've linked that over on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. If you want to access those, go to news.freetalklive.com.
And if you want to get some precious metals, the prices are really low right now. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got gold and silver coins and pieces there for you to pick up. We work with Midas Resources, and they're going to get you your metal in hand, and I think that's the most important thing. You don't want any situation where you don't have metal in hand. And they're going to get it to you. They're going to get it to you quickly, and they're going to get it to you at a great price. It's gold.freetalklive.com. I've done a great deal of business with them throughout the years, and I'm happy about it. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Michelle Seven is with us. She is live from New York City, where she's hanging out with some of the other great activists that came there from all around the country to stand in support of Ross Ulbricht today outside in the very, very cold temperatures there in the city. So it was not exactly an easy bit of activism that was being done, and it seemed like it was going on all day long. But Michelle, you were inside for most of the day doing court reporting and kind of eyeballing and watching the trial, and that way you could report back to us and our wonderful listeners to what actually transpired today. So let's start with the jury selection process, shall we? What sort of things did you observe? What did you learn about that? Because, you know, we've certainly talked about how apparently they were telling jurors that if they had seen the activists with their signs out in front of the courthouse, that they weren't allowed to be on the jury. Is that right?
It was not proposed exactly like that, but
good.
There were several questions that all of the jurors had been given, and so there was a reference to them. The question was posed as each prospective juror came up was, "Oh, did you say yes or affirmative to any of the lists?" So they didn't reiterate each time the questions, but they did highlight two particular topics. One was the general use of the signs. Sometimes they were referred to as pamphlets, which would have been the FIJA.
Mm-hmm.
And other times...
Fully informed jury association. There were some activists out there handing out information about jury nullification. And from what I heard from Jim Babb, who was one of those folks doing that, that there apparently was mentioned in the trial or in the court that anyone who received one of those pamphlets was to not read it.
Right. So jury nullification is a 1,000-year right of juries to not only judge the person on trial, but to judge whether the law is just or unjust. This is absolutely legal, constitutional. The fact is, in the last 100 years or so, the lawyers, or liars as we call them down in the South, the liars have decided that you know nothing about the law. You know nothing,
Jon Snow.
You're a pawn in this, and so they don't want you to have any power as a juror.
Well,
say yes or no.
Well, right.
Say yes.
And
they don't want you to have any power as a juror. They want you to be so stupid. They want you to be uneducated, mm-hmm. ignorant. Basically, if you got bonus points if you'd never read a magazine or a book.
As a juror, as one of the potential jurors.
And so there were two. The focus was, as I was saying, on the pamphleting and the signage, which I'm going to come back to because mm-hmm. there was a threat made by the judge regarding that very
right.
issue.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
And then the other thing was those people who had been involved with or who had a family member who was in law enforcement or employed by a government agency, particularly in regard to cybersecurity or cyber terrorism. There was a mention of that. So if there was a job description in that vein that was related to the actual juror or to a close family member, they were simply asked not to dismiss the fact that they're paid by the government, but rather that they were just asked, now, do you think that that's going to make you biased either for or against? It was such a softball. It was so ridiculous.
So basically, this is what Julia Taransky said on her tweets earlier today. She was tweeting throughout the trial at her Twitter handle is Brave the World. She says that they were allowing the government jurors in, but they were preventing people who had seen the activist signs. What that led me to one of the questions I had for you, Michelle, which was here in New Hampshire, I know that the jury selection process is that you have three what are called peremptory challenges where you can just kick a juror out because you don't like the color of their hair or whatever. You don't need to give the reason for removing that juror. Was that what they were using when they were booting people, or did they seem to have more than three of them? I mean, was there a limit on how many people they could just boot off for no reason?
There were six rounds, and I was in overflow room, and so it was really hard to see, like, a lot of the action that was happening. But apparently, the prosecution and the defense had post-its, which is what the judge called them. And I suppose that those were their, those that they were kicking off or whatever. And so there's that. Let me just tell you, please, if I may, just a few different observations and highlights that I think, I don't know if they were reported on by Andy Greenberg and stuff, but, and Wired and all that.
Yeah, please.
But they were just observations I made. So, they've established, the prosecution is, you know, claiming off the bat that he was the kingpin and that he was, he had a secret project, that he is a drug boss, quote unquote, and that he, had two goals, which was one, to sell drugs anonymously, and two, to hook new drug users from laptop. And that he was, first and foremost, providing a shopping paradise. I have to say, despite the fact that, yes, I'm a weed smoker like everyone knows, and I talk up such a big game, I basically, like, take mommy hits just so that I can tolerate people or be tolerant to them. It's not, like, that big, like, I ever really get stoned. But I don't abuse of the drugs. However, if I needed to, I certainly would want to, and I would like to, and I would like a safe way to get them. I want a drone to, like, deliver them to my apartment so I don't even have to go out in the cold to get them. So the fact that the prosecution was cornering this poor young man, Ross Ulbricht, and calling him, you know, a really excellent entrepreneur, it was so funny. Like, he wanted to make a profit. Can
How dare
you
he?
Believe it?
How dare he profit from making the world a safer place?
Exactly. And saying that he had created such an expert way of trafficking drugs and IDs, as well as what was the third thing? Trafficking drugs. Oh, hacking. And then the fourth charge has to do with money laundering. The website he created was designed to protect users, and that he wanted to control the method of payment, and that he wanted to make big commissions. Well, isn't that what conducting a business is supposed to be?
Sure, but a bunch of government jurors aren't going to understand that, right? If they work for the government, they don't understand thing one about running their own business. Michelle, can you stick with us? I know you have more observations. I'd love to hear them.
Sure.
All right, more with Michelle Seven. She's live from New York City in Manhattan. And, of course, you can call in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, the Ross Ulbricht trial. She was there today. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. And we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we also have a Michelle Seven with us here. We're going to continue as she's reporting live from New York City in Manhattan out near the Federal District Court. Michelle, thanks for sticking with us here for the extended interview. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Now, you said you had some observations from being inside the courtroom today that you wanted to share, and I also had some questions. I want to definitely come back around to discussing the threat that was leveled at the very end of the trial today, but what other things did you want to share with our audience about your experience?
Okay, so I already mentioned to you that there was the difference in how they structured the standard for people who had heard of the pamphlets and the jury nullification or seen the posters versus those who have been employed or their loved ones have been employed by the state. But it just wasn't the scales and measures weren't evenly weighed, and that was just so apparent, so obvious. And then two things happened that I thought were very interesting, and I really if the defense can carry this off with as much panache as I'm hoping, then I think it'll be great. He got up and in his opening statements he said that Josh Ulrich was who
Ross
created
Ulrich.
Ulbricht was who created the Silk Road website.
Right. That was the big bombshell of the day.
That was the big bombshell. Now, I've talked to people in the past on dealing with people who provide negative attacks and things like that. And that is that, you know, if someone accuses you, for example, of having sex with the quarterback, tell them that not only did you have sex with the quarterback, you had sex with the whole team. And not only did you have sex with the whole team, their dads too, and you let their moms watch. So my strategy sometimes with some people is to take their accusation and instead of try to deny it when I know it's not true or it's none of their business, to just go so far that they have nowhere to go with it. If the defense attorney really has the guts to pull that one off, I will bow. I will be so stoked because that is taking the bully and like turning their bullying on their head. I approve. I love that. He better though really have some balls of steel.
Well, you know? Right. It's going to be a tough case to prove that Ross Ulbricht was Dread Pirate Roberts, that he started the website.
I don't know that he's, no, but they haven't said that he was the Dread Pirate Roberts. They said that he created the Silk Road website. So there's the question, Dread Pirate Roberts could be a he, a she, or a they, or mm-hmm. could have, as with the Dread Pirate Roberts in the fairy tale story Princess Bride, that it's an inherited position that gets
right.
passed on.
It's a title.
One person.
So what you're saying is that he admitted to being the creator of the Silk Road, but not necessarily Dread Pirate Roberts?
Yes.
Huh, okay.
And I think that that's important. And then the other thing that was you made mention of it was the threat, and that is that the judge basically said, okay, if those signs and the she didn't specify jury nullification,
mm-hmm.
and she said this after the jury had been excused. So
right.
She said that if the signage was out in front the next day at 9:30, that the jurors would be sequestered and that they would have to be kept away from their families.
Why 9:30? What happens at 9:30? Is there something like
that's
that
when court? That's when court begins.
Begin. So the jury would presumably be arriving before 9:30.
Correct.
Okay. And then she's going to, if there are the signage is out front, she's going to make the jury anonymous. How do you think that will be done?
Well, they would use the same jury that they have, so it's not like they would dismiss those jurors and mm-hmm. go to alternates. They'll keep them and they'll post them, they'll put them in hotels, and they'll have to eat, sleep, and drink their coffee with each other for the duration of the trial without being able to be exposed to any outside influence, including phone conversations with their family members or television or anything that could in any way influence them.
Well, that would make me pretty grumpy.
Right, but okay, I get that. That's sequestering. But how would they make them anonymous? I mean, did you feel like they were going to somehow put them in another room? Or, like, what would they do to make them anonymous? I mean, that's speculation, but
I don't know, and I really don't know what that means.
I'm kind of scared to find out what that means. I'm imagining them putting, like, black bags over their heads.
So what are the activists going to do? Because this is really, I mean, this is a nasty, nasty, nasty trick to say, oh, yeah, well, if anybody enacts...
if you use your free speech out front...
Anybody in America, and any of 300 million people that happen to be in this country goes out and uses their free speech rights out in front of this courthouse and informs people of their thousand-year right to inform a jury...
thousand-year right? Wait, why do... My rights didn't come to me 1,000 years ago. They came at the point of conception when I was a human being and not a dog.
But you don't have a right as an individual. Jury nullification isn't a human right. It is a jury right. So.
No. I am so tired of hearing people talk about deriving their rights from a piece of paper by a bunch of old people 200 years ago or more that have nothing to do with me, and none of them had a uterus, so they really know.
Yeah, maybe right's the wrong word, Mark. Maybe you were looking for, like, a power of the jury.
I suppose it's a power of the jury, but...
The question still stands, though, Michelle. I mean, have you heard any discussion among the activists as to how they're going to handle this threat?
And do you know, Ian, you're going to love this because you're the only one that you and I could, like, hold hands on this and look at each other and bat our eyes at one another. I was in a room full of my favorite activists, you know, here, and they're all anarchists. And five of them turned and looked at me and they said, "You're just so extreme."
What did you say to deserve that? I mean, what? What happened?
I honestly think that there needs to be, I think we need to go after the judge, quite frankly, and kind of expose her and highlight her. And that it would be it, that she has, I believe, and this is completely my speculation, that she has an agenda here and that her agenda is power driven. And where is power in the United States? If it's not in owning something, it's in ruling people.
Yeah.
So she's going for a political position, and this is going to be her, you know, Michael Milken or her.
Oh, this is her moment. Yeah, for sure. This is her moment.
So I think that we should, you know, put on a tiara on her and put her in a pretty dress and give her an opportunity to shine and have that spotlight on her. And I have no doubt whatsoever that with the present day animosity that there is toward the state and toward particularly toward New York and the injustice system that occurs here, especially toward drug related and victimless crime issues, that this is an opportunity where she is probably going to provide enough rope for herself to hang herself.
I see what you're saying there. That
what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, you dodged the question, Michelle. I see you're saying you want to bring attention to this bad judge.
You're
no doubt.
Enthrone her in effigy?
But you know, what does that have to do with the question about what will activists do in regards to her threats about not holding signs? And apparently the Ross Ulbricht attorney also begged the courtroom to not hold signs.
I don't know. I've got Julia, awesome, you know, gal who's been hand in hand with me on this, and John Bush and Derek Bros, who came up all the way from Texas, and they're all saying that we have to just totally back off and no signs and no pamphleting, and that we need to sit down and put our hands in our lap and be quiet.
Thank you for putting words into my mouth. Jury nullification is a means to an end. The end is that people who do not commit crimes that have victims should not be put in cages. That's the end. Everyone should be able to do as they please as long as they don't interfere with other people with the same pursuit. And the end in this case is for Ross Ulbricht to have the least bit, to be found not guilty, or to have the most minimum sentence that could possibly happen for him. And the defense attorney has indicated that he believes it would be antithetical to Ross's case for people to continue to pass out these pamphlets. So it raises a crisis of conscience for those who are trying to be consistent with the philosophy of liberty.
John, can you guys hold on for another segment? I love this interview. I'd love to keep this going. Can you hang on?
Uh-huh.
We'll bring it back. I want to hear more of what John has to say here about what's going to happen tomorrow. It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jackets. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood, get three finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time to sneak your thoughts in if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE. Also, we do have Skype, but that's where Michelle Seven and John Bush are, and Derek J. Freeman and all the other great activists who happen to be with them at the moment in Manhattan for the Ross Ulbricht trial. There were a number of activists that went down there to yesterday from New Hampshire, people coming from as far away as Austin, Texas, and even California, Florida, to come observe this trial and spend their own time and their own money to come up and do it. It's an amazing level of dedication from these great activists, and it's also amazing that y'all have spent the entire hour here with us. So thank you for that, because I'm sure you'd rather be having a little bit of fun there before you have to crash for the night and get up bright and early again tomorrow morning.
It doesn't sound like they're missing too much.
Well, I mean, you think we do?
No, the party's right here in the cab of my truck.
So, John Bush from the Liberty Beat. By the way, you've got the website to visit to get updates about this trial as it happens. TheLibertyBeat.com. I've linked to
it. Is it TheLibertyBeat.com?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I've linked to the exact page where you're posting sort of live blogs as you can, because obviously you can't have a device in the courtroom. So I'm presuming, what do you have to do to actually update the website? You have to leave the entire courthouse, retrieve your phone from security, and then go outside and post? What's the process like to actually get information out of this courtroom?
Well, thankfully, I have the ability to be in two places at one. So
you're such a Jedi.
So while I'm at the New York City, my better half is in San Marcos, Texas, and she's actually the one that's manning the live feed there.
Okay.
I was planning on manning the rig like I did with Antonio Beeler's case and just posting play-by-play. Instead, I wrote like 23 pages worth of notes that'll be deciphered into an article. But she's there manning the fort, and she's posting all the updates from everybody that's doing stuff. And Wired, ARS Technica, Reuters was there, Derek J's posting stuff, and she's keeping on top of all the...
So you were in the courtroom basically all day then, just observing and taking notes, and then other people were sort of sneaking away to post updates on Twitter. Like, for instance, Julia Taransky, who we talked to earlier, or last week, she had posted a few updates throughout the day today. I presume there's...
She's right here in, actually, and Derek J's taking photos of us, so he'll update something like that. But she's been the one who has really been saying that we need to pull back because she was in the courtroom when the judge made her threat.
When the judge essentially threatened the jury, using the jury as a political tool to try to crack down on free speech of the activists. You want to summarize what that was like?
So the general feeling throughout the whole day today was she made very apparent note of the fact that there are people outside distributing information that she did not like, such as holding posters and handing out pamphlets. Now, this isn't actually jury tampering because it's just speech outside the courtroom, but she is not happy with us. So one of the questions that she would ask the jury was, did you catch a glimpse of a poster or did you receive a pamphlet and you read it? And they said yes or no to this question. Now, some of them said yes, some of them may, I don't know what goes on in the jury's minds, but this was a briefing process. So she's obviously conscious of it. Now, I also got wind of somebody, the man who is arbitrating and, you know, doing the slides and making sure everything's in order, he said, the person in charge of the protest is sitting in the courtroom.
What?
Now, I don't know if they were referring to me or to Derek or to someone else.
Somebody who's in charge of the protest.
Right.
A group of liberty activists, there's somebody in charge.
Somebody in charge of the protest is in the courtroom. So this tells me that they knew that we were there. They knew that we were listening, and they were sending us a very strict message. And the last thing, after the, you know, 5 o'clock, it ended, and after the jury left the room, this is the last thing that the judge said. I am concerned about the people outside, and if they are pamphleting and protesting, and they have signs out there tomorrow morning, I will make the decision to make the jury anonymous. And I'm sure nobody wants that. And then the defense went out to say that we have nothing to do with these people, which is true, and we don't want the jury to be anonymous because that will hurt the case overall.
How much more could they hurt the case?
So this is how it would hurt the case. If the jury is made anonymous, that means they will be isolated in hotel rooms so that they refrain from getting any outside information from anybody, whether it's free speech or personal research, etc. So they, the way that the prosecution has presented Ross is a kingpin, drug lord, murderer for like a murderer conspirator for hire, all of this. So they will feel, they may feel threatened. And they will be like, why are we isolated in a hotel room and being protected and isolated?
So you think it'll make them feel like there might be, you know, Ross Ulbricht's putting a hit out on the jury or just something like that.
Because the jury doesn't know why this is happening.
Right.
So they make their own assumptions. So in my mind right now, we did our job. Maybe the jury saw what they needed to see. Maybe they didn't. We were just enacting our free speech rights. We did what we could do.
And I just think that there should be twice as many signs tomorrow, which there could be.
Well, that's the thing. It's what I was saying earlier tonight, is that you know,
twice as many tomorrow would be like, booyah!
Well, that's the thing, Michelle, is what I was saying earlier tonight, is that you can't control who shows up at a public event. So, I mean, there could be, whether it's Michelle who does it or some agent provocateur.
Or somebody who hears this show who just wants to see Ross Ulbricht spend the rest of his life in prison, decides to go out and hold a sign. This lady's going to, you know, make up whatever mind she's going to make up. I wouldn't hold a sign.
Derek
tomorrow.
J, are you still? Is Derek still there?
I'm here, and I gotta tell you, guys, this is really troubling to me because I am of Michelle's family line of thinking on this. It's
okay.
Something that I put a lot of effort into making this message very public.
You made some of those signs, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. And I don't like being told that people are being threatened on basically on my behalf. The fact that some of my actions resulted in threats.
That's how they do it. That's how the state operates.
So some activists are saying
starts in kindergarten.
Some activists are saying back down. Some are saying
move forward. No, we were told no.
No, I'm not saying to back down. Well, I'm not saying
making signs too. And it's just a point of okay. we are being cornered. The judge is going to do what the hell she wants to do. And if it hurts Ross in the end, we all lose. Now, you can
no,
go
no, I think if she makes no.
Derek, Derek.
And we back down, then she's going to think that she has power.
Derek, I wasn't saying that you were saying you were going to back down. You're saying keep going. Other activist John, who also has got a lot of great cred and street cred as an activist, is saying let's...
No, they all want to back down. They want to leave me out there by myself.
Give it to me. You... Guys,
Derek, what are you saying? Michelle's putting words in your mouth.
A person has been threatened. If this were a hostage situation, the right thing to do would be to pay off the person.
No, listen.
Because we already were effective. Day one, we brought it home. It was so powerful. The judge.
They got his hands up, and they're not going to do anything.
Michelle, don't shout. You're on the radio.
And they're not going to, like, finish.
We were so good. The judge is threatening to keep the jury in the complete darkness. She wants to blindfold them, keep them from knowing anything. And she's afraid of people in the public square. I mean, what could be more successful? Day one was enough. I say, bring it home. We won.
You're saying call it. Okay.
That it feels painful to be inconsistent sometimes and to quote-unquote back down as it's being tossed around. But at the end of the day, I'm there to support Ross Ulbricht, and jury nullification is a means to an end. The end is peaceful being thrown in cages, and right now Ross Ulbricht could potentially face a lifetime in a effing cage. And his attorney, who Ross is entrusted to represent him literally and legally, he's representing him, he made it very clear that he would prefer there not be any jury nullification activism. And if that wasn't enough, his mother made it very clear. His father seems like more of an activist, but I think a lot of people are in agreement that perhaps it would negatively affect the jury because they would fearful, and I'm sure that would
I'm on your side on this one, John Bush. I think that you always want to defer to the wishes of the defendant in these cases. I remember, you know, we've been asked at certain trials to stand for the judge. I'll just leave the courtroom rather than standing for the judge. But you know, yeah, if somebody asked me to stop doing outreach at their trial, then you know, if I respected that person, I would definitely do that. I hope that you guys, whoever sticks around for the trial aspect of this, we'll continue to call in and give us updates. Will you do that?
Yes, we sure will.
You guys are so awesome. Thank you
so
much for coming on with us tonight here, and keep up the great work. We're going to keep our listeners informed, and don't forget to go to thelibertybeat.com for the latest on this trial as it develops. Thanks, guys, and good night.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nor Deven, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.